AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Communications released today show disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein wrote in a 2011 email Donald Trump had spent hours at Epstein's house with the victim of sex trafficking and said in a separate message years later that Trump knew about the girls. The emails were made public by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. After being away for nearly 2 months, the House returns to vote to end a government shutdown. President Trump has signaled he supports the measure, so it's expected to pass Speaker Mike Johnson's chamber.
I just want to say that we're very optimistic about the vote tally tonight. We think this is going to happen, and we're sorry that it took this long.
Eight senators, seven of them Democrats in the Senate, decided to vote to approve the spending measure, even if it does not include guarantees of an extension of tax credits under the Affordable Care Act. This is Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We'll give the Republicans another opportunity to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits by introducing an amendment that will extend these tax credits for a three-year period of time. Same period of time that these tax credits were extended back in 2022.
This is day 43 of the shutdown. Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva will be sworn in as the House's newest member nearly 7 weeks after winning a special election to fill the seat held last by her late father. Grijalva says the delay was intended to prevent her signature on the petition to eventually trigger a vote to release files related to Jeffrey Epstein. Many Americans who rely on SNAP benefits to help buy groceries are approaching their third week without aid. Ryan Sprankle owns a supermarket in Pennsylvania.
Well, I'll be honest, when I first heard that it could happen, I'm like, there's no way they're going to let that happen. They might play games with other things. They're not going to play games with people's food going into the cold, going into the holiday season coming up. They're not going to use that. But they did.
This is AP News. Bagpipers have claimed a world record. It's being billed as the Great Melbourne Bagpipe Bash. Hundreds of bagpipers claimed a new world record by belting out AC/DC's rock and roll classic, It's a Long Way to the Top. It happened on the same street the band played the hit in 1976 on the back of a flatbed truck traveling slowly through downtown traffic with music blaring from speakers. Katrina Sedgwick is with Federation Square.
Well, we love breaking a world record, don't we? And there are hundreds and hundreds of people here from the public to watch this very special moment.
The record was set with 374 bagpipers, including Gavin Daly.
Well, I've been playing bagpipes since I was nine, and I'm just sort of thinking this would be a bit of fun towards the end of my career. Go out with a bang.
And AC/DC is in Melbourne for a concert tonight. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.